This podcast contains strong language and adult themes from the outset. Angie!
Good morning of the patois.
How are you this morning?
I'm actually feeling quite chipper. Quite sort of, you know, prepped, ready to go. Although, I mean, slightly feeling like I need some sort of caffeine boost, but I'm actually quite on fire, I feel.
Do you want to carry this episode then?
Well, I think I will, because you do sound like dog shit.
Yeah, I mean, I've not been sleeping the best. I've just been struggling a little bit with the old sleepage.
You've got to get your baths in, mate. Get yourself a bath.
Oh, well, the thing is, lots of houses don't cater for a big girl for a bath, mate.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, we've not got the luxury, us big girls, of, you know,
of bathing. Of an evening.
Has to be a shower, really.
Which is just not relaxing, is it, really?
Well, I think a warmer sort of shower can be. Anyway, this is a rather dull chat. But yes, I've not been sleeping. I'm not feeling great this morning. I'm going to give it my best, guys. I'm here. I've turned up.
Otherwise, it's just a waste, isn't it?
I've not thrown a sickie.
Yeah.
But it's...
You could have done.
Oh, I could have easily thrown a sickie. But listen, what we've got to say at the top of the show is next Wednesday, we have got none other than Rossi D. Woods joining us.
Rossi D. Woods.
I actually can't wait to have Rossi with us.
One of my questions for Rossi is going to be around his name.
Why?
Well, why is he Rossi D. Woods? Why has he felt he's got to put the D in there?
Well, did you know that Woods isn't actually his surname?
Well, let's not spoil anything now, Pats.
Let's not spoil anything.
Yeah, let's just rein it in for Rossi. Let Rossi do his thing and tell us all about his name.
In one of my messages to him, I said, do you prefer Ross or Rossi? And he said, no, it's absolutely Rossi.
Wow.
Yeah, so don't
What about, like, Wossy? Like, as in Jonathan Woss?
No, I mean, that's not his name, is it?
So no, I know, but I wonder if people that, you know, we could just call him Wossy.
Oh God, Andrew.
Wossy D. Woods.
Right, we went to this premiere of Mammals, which is a new Amazon Prime series that starts. It's out November 11th. Andrew and I watched the first three episodes on Friday night. And it's absolutely brilliant. Honestly, it's so good. Like, get ready to watch it. It's really, really good. But at the end of the night, so we're talking to, like, the big dicks from Amazon, right? This guy called Dan, who I have looked up, who is, like, chief commissioner at Amazon.
Is he really?
He is like a big fucking dick, right?
Is he really?
Yeah.
How did you find him?
Because I Googled him. Anyway, Ange is, like... She took some pictures for Dan and was going to like message him to him, so they swapped numbers. And Ange goes, she thinks this is fucking hilarious, right? She'd had a few shampoos. And she goes, Dan, I'm going to put you in my phone as Dan, the Amazon man, right? And me and Dan go, haha, yeah, carry on talking. And she's like, No, look. And we're like, right, yeah. And then she turns her phone round to him and goes, look, I've saved you. Absolutely cracking up like she is now, like cannot get her shit together, cracking up and goes,
it's funny.
See, I've saved you. Dan, the Amazon man. And me and Dan are like.
Actually, he found that very funny. He just didn't show it.
He did. And then. I go to the loo, she comes back over to me, she goes, I've been talking to Dan, another girl from Amazon called Daisy, and she's like, right, listen to this, Patty, listen to this, right? You've got Dan now, the Amazon man, and then Daisy, the Amazon lady, and she is so fucking proud of herself.
That is, you've got to say,
she
that
was
is
like
good.
A dog who'd taken a shit outside for the first time. And was looking around for all of her owners to be like, well done, you didn't do it on the carpet.
That is
honestly
good.
It was absolutely hilarious. And then I've got Daisy the Amazon lady. Anyway,
it was very funny, and I think they loved it, to be honest, both Dan and Daisy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So shove that up your bum hole, because I think they did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I had a little question for you, Pat.
Okay. Go for it.
Right. It's actually something I saw on the Grammage.
Right.
Okay. So you're a burglar, but instead of stealing Ooh. Things, you do things to mildly inconvenience your victims. What is
so
your
things
crime?
Like, things like hiding the remote and shit.
Yeah. So right. What would you do if you were, you know, you're sort of a burglar, just wants to sort of, you know, have a bit of a bit of a play around with people. Yeah. What would be your crime to mildly inconvenience your victims?
Hiding the scissors.
Scissors? You want scissors?
That is a fucking... Have you ever really needed a pair of scissors and you can't find them?
No.
Well, then... So that...
It's an unusual one you've gone for, perhaps.
Yeah, but
there.
Scissors. That is annoying. If you're trying to wrap a present or, I don't know...
Yeah, but you can always use a knife.
Not,
you're always going to have
with
knives.
Wrapping paper.
Yes,
honestly,
you can.
If you've never lost... Right, let's hear from... If you've lost your scissors... I'll tell you for why. Because
you've
lost
your scissors
for about 6 months.
So why don't you just buy another pair of scissors?
Because that would be the obvious, easy thing to do, Ange.
That scissors is shit.
That
scissors is shit.
It's because you've never lost your scissors.
Scissors. No, because I always know there is probably another utensil I can use.
I would hide their mobile phone charger.
I think you've got to go chargers. Keys. If you can't find your keys.
I mean, what is it when you can't find your keys where people go, where did you... Have you tried down the back of the sofa?
You do have to like retrace your steps though.
Yeah, and then people, you've got people going, well, where did you put them when you came in? I don't fucking know. If I knew that, they wouldn't be lost, love. Are they in your pocket? Did you put, no, they're not in my pocket. I didn't know, I had trousers on without pockets. All right. Have you checked your bag? Yes. Oh, I don't know where else they could be then.
No. Keys, remote controls. Chargers.
I think I'd go charger because I think remote control is quite an obvious one, as are keys. If you think, oh, I just need to go and charge my phone.
It's not about being obvious, Paz. It's about what is the thing that's like really inconvenient. And I think if you've got to go out somewhere and you can't find your keys, that is a shitting nightmare.
That's a shitting tit, that is.
It is.
Right there.
You're literally like, where the fuck are my keys? Where I had them, I've come in, what did I do? I came in the front door, I went to the toilet, they're not in the toilet. I've then gone upstairs.
What about if you hid like all their underwear?
Yeah.
Because that would be quite an annoying one. You know, you just get up, you'd be like, all right.
I mean, I think I could go without knickknacks. I mean, I'm not
bras.
You know, not
bras.
I mean bras.
I mean, yeah, I need underwear by bras and knickers.
Yeah.
Or as we call them in our house, gingy ganoopies.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Gingy, that's from ganoopies.
That's what Matthew's mum used to call them.
What, pants?
Yeah. So sometimes now we'll just call them gingies.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Interesting. Yeah. Interesting insight into your mind. Well, I just thought it was quite a good little sort of, you know, thought being a burglar who just wants to inconvenience people.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't want to traumatize anyone. I don't want to steal anything. I just want to come in and play with your mind a little bit.
Mm. Mm. Play with your balls.
Well, probably not your balls. You can keep your balls.
That is a good question. Now, I also saw something on Instagram which I thought was brilliant and wanted to bring it to you.
Mm.
This post, hang on, I've got to find it. Wait.
Oh, no.
Sitting in your car outside of your house is self-care. Mm. I can't explain it, but if you know, you know.
Yeah, it is.
That. What is it about the car sit?
I love it.
Oh, my God. I
love a car
love
sit.
It. Me too.
Yeah.
If you've been out somewhere predominantly on your own.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you get back and you pull into the drive and you just think, I'm not going
in
yet.
I'm just going to sit here. Yeah. Sometimes I actually even park a bit away from my house.
Do you? Mm. Well, I really, we're getting into the realms of, are you okay, Angie, with that?
More because if I pull up on the drive and there's someone in and they'll ring me and go, what are you doing?
That's annoying. I'm doing the car sit.
Yeah. I'm like, can you just leave me? Right?
Yeah.
I'm just enjoying a bit of my own time.
Yeah.
Which is why I then sort of think, do you know what? I need a bit of a car sit.
Yeah.
I need a bit of time out. I'm going to park just down the road.
Yeah.
No one will have a jeffing clue I'm there. and just chill the fuck out for 5 minutes before I walk back in that door and get bombarded with shit.
Well, anyway, I just felt the car seat needed its own little spit. You got it. Right, Ange, we had a message in about a shitting tits, didn't we? And we've got to read it.
We've got to read this full message because it is brilliant.
So I had a message into my Instagram and it said this. Hi, Ruth. Just wanted to drop a message thanking you and Angie. I love the fact that she calls you Angie for your awesome podcast. Also, to let you know that I think my grandma might be your oldest listener.
Brilliant.
At 97, she tunes in every week without fail. And when you are taking a break, she'll listen to repeats, laughing away with a cuppa and a bourbon biscuit. Her name is Faye. Hi, Faye. Thanks so much for listening. This is dedicated to you, this section this week. Her name is Faye, and she has actually told me on a regular basis what her shitting tits would be. I get to hear about it every week. Here it is. In her words, I bloody hate it when you see young men walking around with their trousers halfway down their bottoms, showing off their Calvins. Thank you for bringing my dear Nana such joy and being the highlight of her week. And that was from Making Baby More on Instagram. So, Faye, thank you so much for your support to Finding the Funny.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for listening. And thanks for listening to our repeats. You are single-handedly keeping our... listens at an okay level.
Yeah.
You are keeping us at a medium level of listens.
I mean, you know, hashtag be more Faye.
Oh, and that is an excellent shitting tits.
Oh, just absolutely brilliant.
Why do they do that? You know where it came from, don't you?
Yeah, it came from prisons, didn't it?
It did, because you have to take your belts off.
Yeah, so they all just hang down. The trousers hang down.
But it's like, okay... Okay, little Jake, who's 16, who lives in Marlow in a massive fuck-off house, and his dad drives a Lexus and his mum drives a DB7. You've never been to prison, so pull your fucking trousers up. It's like, you see these kids, you're like,
I don't know how they walk in them. How are they, you know?
Well, they sort of now have started to belt them, haven't they? So they do have them, they actually pull them down and then belt them on their hips.
I know, but even so, like...
I know.
I can't stand it when...
No.
Do you ever have... This is something, it's kind of linked to the trousers.
Right.
But I hate it when your pants roll down.
Oh, my God.
You know, a pant roll down.
I hate that. Yes. Do you know what's worse than that?
What?
When your Spanx rolls down. That is
annoying.
Oh my God. When you start to lose the Spanx, you're like, oh God, I've got to go to the toilet. I've got to go and hoik these right back up to my breasts because I've currently got trousers, a muffin top and a line where my Spanx has rolled.
It's so annoying, isn't it?
It's so annoying. Do you know what I hate? When pants get baggy and you've forgotten to throw them away and you pick them out and you're
put them on.
Halfway through the day, you're like, I'm wearing them.
They're actually down my buttocks.
Yeah, I'm
underneath my trousers, they're down my buttocks.
Yeah.
And all day you can just feel them.
Oh, and you keep going to the loo.
Yeah.
To pull
trying
them
to hoik them out.
20 minutes later.
Back down by your buttocks. Yeah.
Back down buttock vibes.
So that's why I always think, like, I hate that. So going around all day with trousers that feel like they're actually falling down, I don't know how that's comfortable. And it's not about comfort, is it?
It's about you looking like a gangster. It's about Jake thinking, making everybody think he's been to prison.
Gangster vibes. Yeah. But yeah, I just don't get it. I don't understand why I don't think it actually looks good. And also I just can't imagine it's very comfortable. And for me,
no.
You know, and obviously I am a 46-year-old woman. I'm actually gonna choose comfort. You know, I'm not fussed about looking like a gangster. Mm. I want to be comfortable. So I'm going to hoik the trousers up. I'm going to hoik my pants up. I'm going to hoik my Spanx up.
Yeah.
Because that,
to me, is
comfy.
When you get to hoik the Spanx up, that is like, it feels amazing.
Well, it's a bit like when I, you know, when I wore that underwear thing, the bodice. Yeah, with the poppers.
And it pinged open.
And they pop open.
Yeah.
You know, it's that. It's like that feeling of, shit, I'm actually that was, I didn't like that feeling at all, being naked. You know, just thinking, shit, everything's out under there, and no one knows apart from me.
The prolapsed womb is out.
I haven't got a prolapsed womb. Just to be clear, everybody.
Do you know what? I love it. Not that there's anything wrong if you've got a prolapsed womb. Yeah. I love it when Ange like starts to laugh at something I say. And then he's like, no, actually, like when I said last week, she doesn't cry at a funeral. I do, actually. Cry at a funeral, you prick. You know, like, find it funny and then it registers that I'm insulting you. You're like, all right, fuck off.
I do, because I think in the moment I'm like, yeah, this is actually really funny. I like what she's saying. Actually, no.
No, I don't. That's like not what she's okay. saying.
I don't have a prolapsed womb.
No, and I do laugh. I do cry at funerals, you prick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You prick.
Prick is an underused insult.
Oh, it's a great word, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Prick.
You fucking yeah. prick.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, you've put the effing in there. You yeah, don't need to do that. you don't need to F that.
I think prick is a better insult than dick.
Oh, for sure.
For sure. Mm. For sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Prick is definitely more insulting.
Also, talking of pricks, what is going on with Kanye?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I actually do feel for him because he's obviously a not well man, is he?
He's
not a well man.
He has lost it.
Mm, I know. It's not. Is that? And it's just like everything now being played out on social media.
But that's him doing that.
Oh, I know. I know. But the fact that he's doing that kind of tells you how unwell he is, I think.
Did you see all those text messages he put up?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what I did think was quite funny, though, and I do sort of think hats off to Kanye for this, when he changed his profile picture to Kris Jenner.
Oh, yeah, I thought that was brilliant.
That actually really, really made me laugh.
Yeah, very good.
I was like, go on, Kanye, that's quite funny.
I sometimes as well, I was talking to Nels about it the other day, so I was like, well, we've seen all this shit going down with Ye.
Yeah, Ye. I love shit. Call him Ye!
And she went to me, you mean Kanye?
Yeah!
I went, yeah, right. Yeah. Everyone calls him Ye.
Well, talking of funny things that people say,
picture
the scene, right? Last night, got into bed and was just, you know, looking at my phone or whatever. Matthew was already asleep. I get a WhatsApp from Cassie, Lady Cass, yeah.
Cass BW.
This is what the message said. I laughed so much I starred it because it is funny.
Right.
Right. This is all it came up with on my screen.
Yeah.
Random question. But do you want anything from the Royal British Legion shop? I get my Arsenal poppy pin badge from there.
From the British Legion shop?
I couldn't stop laughing. I messaged her back and said, this is the best message you have ever sent me.
I mean, what do they sell at the British Legion shop then?
And then she was like, no, they've got some really nice stuff. She like, started sending me screenshots of like poppy pins that you can get, like poppy earrings and like a bracelet with a poppy on and stuff.
Big in the poppies, aren't they, British Legions?
Well, yeah, because they sell them, don't they? So yeah, and I was like, right, okay, no, I'm good, thanks. I'll just buy a paper poppy if I want one, but thanks very much for checking. Just to remind everyone, Cassie is 34 years old.
Yeah.
And she sends messages to people saying, do you want anything from the Royal
British Legion shop?
She's 34, but should actually be like 50.
55. Yeah. Going to the British Legion shop online.
Yeah, online. Yeah.
To get her poppy.
To buy her Arsenal poppy pin.
Good game, though, yesterday. Arsenal-Liverpool.
Well, she gets one every year with the year on it and the Arsenal badge and a poppy.
Wow, that
is big in the game. Anyway, you saying about calling him Ye. Have you seen what's going on with Ye?
Ye. Have you seen what's going on with Ye? But I was like, no, I'm going to call him Ye because everyone calls him Ye. So he's Ye to me.
I can't believe you're going around calling him Ye.
You've seen what's been going on with Ye. She went, do you mean Kanye? Because I quite often say Kanye as well. And Kanye. She always goes,
yeah, I think
Kanye.
I think I'd say Kanye.
Yeah, which is why I thought I'm dropping the can or the car. I'm just going, Ye.
You're just going straight in with the yay.
I'm straight in with the yay.
We here at Finding the Funny, Ange, we support that. We back
yeah,
you.
Yeah, thanks.
We think if there's anyone in the world that should be calling him yay,
it is a
46-year-old, very middle class, from Buckinghamshire
woman. I have been a fan of yay for many a year.
Have
so
you?
So I feel like I'm allowed to call him yay. Yeah. College Dropout is one of my all-time favourite albums of yay's.
Yeah.
Anyway, very good very shitting good. Tits from
very
Faye.
Good. It took us down a nice little rabbit hole there, which was quite funny, yeah.
Yeah, I hope we, you know, maybe we can find out from Faye, does she call him yay? Faye, do you call him yay?
This week, and we thought we would put our own names into Urban Dictionary.
We
haven't done this off the line. We've done it, we're doing it fresh now.
On the line.
It actually it came from Daisy Daisy, the Amazon lady.
That's what I was going to say. Mm. It was when we were trying to sort of sell our podcast.
You love a backstory.
I feel it's important.
I don't, but that's fine.
Daisy Daisy, the Amazon lady, because hopefully she'll be listening because we told her about the podcast. You know, we can now say thanks, Daisy, for the idea. Here we go.
So I have put Angie into the Urban Dictionary.
Right.
And this is what it says.
Okay.
Angies are rare.
Mm.
They are really funny and random and fun to be around. They love listening to music.
Yes.
And blocking out the people they hate.
Very true.
Angies are quiet if you don't know them. But they are very talkative once they become more happy in your company.
Mm.
They will laugh and won't stop until the tears are coming out of their eyes. They are really private. This is true.
Mm.
And tend to keep most things to themselves.
Mm.
They say they don't have any crushes, but they secretly do. Right? They know how to fight, and I wouldn't mess with an Angie when they're mad.
Mm.
They love their family and friends, and they are very protective. Angies tend to get wrapped up in their thoughts, but all in all, are just really funny, random, loving people.
Oh.
I actually think that is you.
That is a very good description of an Angie of me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very good. So there's no Ange.
No, there is an Andrea. So I've now scrolled on a little bit, guys, into the depths of the Urban Dictionary, and I've come across Pull an Angie.
Mm, which is what?
The act of a woman performing the lesbian sexual position known as the scissor with another woman, preferably a feisty Latina. I totally got drunk last night and pulled an Angie with Catalina. She was on Girls Gone Wild and we totally pulled an Angie. There's also a hot Angie.
Right. Which is actually me.
There's also a quirky Angie.
Which is also me.
The act of defending a felony crime by saying, Your Honour, he wasn't quirky enough. Eh?
What's that called?
Running around with Angie. It's a great way to burn those carbs. Running around with Angie will benefit your life in so many ways. Anyway, I wanted to find like a vile Angie, but...
I know. I'm actually scrolling through Ruth's, but I can't find anything vile. I was actually going to try... I'm doing a search on Ruth, but I'm also doing a search on Patty.
Okay, so what does Ruth say?
I thought that was important. Okay, so... Oh, hang on. This one's just come up. Patty... The sexiest MILF ever.
Shame I'm not a mum, but yeah, absolutely I am. If I was, I would be.
Okay, right. So I've just gone with the first Ruth that came up, right? So it says, Ruth is a very pretty girl with the shiniest and prettiest brine eyes.
That is true.
She has a warm heart and is very caring.
Oh.
She could light up the whole room with her presence around, especially with her humour. She can be the kindest person you've ever met. She's very loving and the best person to go to for a shoulder to cry on. She will put her loved ones first and her friends second. She is honest and loyal and has the prettiest smile.
Oh. I actually think that's quite true, you know.
It's very true. Girl, is that the girl everyone's been talking about? Guy, sure it is. That's Ruth.
I found a nasty Angie. Right, okay.
Okay, so this is like the last Angie now. I've scrolled through. This is the last one before it changes into something else.
Okay.
Angie is a very manipulative person. Angie is not to be trusted. Angie lives in a world of fantasies and lies. Angie's are usually found in the bathroom with meth in her mouth with her kids in the other room. Angie's are a rat and a snake. She feeds off of her family's weakness to feel better about yourself. If you meet an Angie, run for your life. Look at that girl telling the police everything we're doing. Oh God, she's such an Angie.
That's actually very accurate. That is as you. Well. Yeah. Okay. Did you say there's page a rude six. One on page six?
Page six, Ange. Get to the rude Ruth on page six.
Here we go. Right. Ruth. Ruth is the kind of person who is an absolute prick to everyone. She is very stuck up, thinks highly of herself, and bullies people. Listen to this. She is often a lesbian with short very overweight. Looks like an old, wrinkly, dying rat. She is often a gym teacher, but not a good one. She makes her students cry and hate their lives and want to... Wow, okay, this is going quite dark.
Yeah.
Wow, she likes to... Oh, no, okay. Let's leave that there.
There's
quite a lot of really quite aggressive stuff in there about you.
Wow. Oh, wow.
I love the fact that it says she often looks like a lesbian and has short hair. And that she's often overweight.
Looks like an old, wrinkly, dying rat and smells like one too.
That's brilliant.
Quite good, isn't it? Yeah.
Well, look, if you want to send us the screenshot of your names, we'd love to see them. There's loads of ways you can obviously get in touch with Ange and I. You can find Ange and I both on Instagram. I'm at Ruth Corden. She's at Ange Corden.
And you can find the podcast on Facebook, Instagram and TikTok. Just search Finding the Funny Podcast. Well, that was a very good...
Oh, thank very
you,
funny.
Daisy, the Amazon lady.
The Amazon lady. Lady.
Okay, so we had a dilemma in this week, which, as with all dilemmas, we will keep the person anonymous. And it says, I'd love to know your thoughts on applying for a new job in a new direction, which would mean a 10K pay drop in this current climate. For my mental health and future happiness, I know it would be great, but it's such a big financial change. I know I would work back up to what I earn now, but it would mean some life changes. What would you do?
I'd apply for the job.
Same.
Honestly, I think there is nothing worse than being in a job that is affecting your mental health. And of 100%. Course, £10,000 is a lot
a huge
to drop,
amount.
Especially with the way things are. But I think if you can sit down and budget and, you know, as Margs would say, cut your cloth accordingly. I think it's just... It's not worth it. Whatever job you're in at the moment that is causing your mental health and your happiness to be shot, that money is not going to make you happier.
No. I also think with anything, you know, applying for a new job doesn't mean you're going to get it.
No.
So there's never any risk in applying.
No.
And I think... You know, you've obviously always got to think about the kind of what ifs. Okay, if I get it, this is what we're looking at, and this is how it's going to affect us. But I think a definite, absolutely 100%, you've got to apply.
Yeah.
Like, definitely put your application in. And then I think just, I mean, it is a lot of money to kind of drop. I think, like, you know, this person says about in the current climate that we're in, I don't know, I sort of feel like the cost to you as a person will always be greater than the drop in salary. And I know that that's like easy for me to say when it's not me that's going to be affected by the reduction in income.
Yeah.
But I think you as a person are so much more important than the money that you're potentially getting. And I think
if there's a job out there that potentially is going to be better for you, for your mental health, for mm-hmm. your future happiness, which, like you say, I think you might have to kind of go, we're going to have to take that hit initially, but eventually it's going to kind of come back up again, then that is always, always going to be the better option, I would say.
You're never going to look back and go, oh God, that thing that really helped me feel happier, more present at home, less stressed, worst thing I ever did. You might look back and go, God, that was a bit of a financial rock time, wasn't it? God, it was tough at points and we had to be really sensible. But you're never going to look back and go, God, I wish I'd never put my mental health first. You're just never going to do it. It's when our emotional well-being and health is better,
everything is better.
And I think... You know, don't get me wrong, worrying about money is a really awful place to be.
Yeah.
But I think if you're sensible enough and you do a budget plan and you think about, you know, what's coming in and going out and if there's anything you could cut or whatever, I think before you know it, you'll be going, oh, actually, that extra money we had every month, we're actually all right without it, you know? Yeah. So I would say... And as Ange said, it doesn't mean you're going to get it. I would say definitely apply for it.
It's such a tricky place to be when that's kind of, you know, you're sort of looking at it from a kind of health perspective for you, for your head and everything else, but you're also looking at the financial impact to us is going to be big. But I think if you can, you know, look at it, try and, like you say, put some sort of good budgeting in place and manage that hit, then it will always, always be the best thing you could do. So, yes.
We'd say go for it.
Yes.
And keep us posted.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so we're going into dickish behaviour now. This is the final segment of this week's ep. And the dickish behaviour is, this really stuck out at me actually when I read it. Easy peel stickers on the back of cards and gift bags. Dickish. Easy peel my ass. And that's from Reeves Renovation on the gram. That, like, it's really annoying.
I just think anything that says it's an easy peel is bollocks.
Because sometimes you can buy easy peel Satsumas.
Oh, and that's what I was going to say. They put easy peelers
and
all over
it.
They
are not easy peelers.
No.
It is dickish.
Yes, just stop telling me this is going to be an easy peel.
Yeah.
That's not selling it to me.
Oh, easy is peel. Is it not?
No.
Is that not a selling?
Because I know it's not true.
Oh, I see. Was it originally a selling point, though?
I don't think it was.
Right.
I think a Satsuma's a Satsuma, isn't it? I don't really worry about... I actually bought some this week and they were incredible.
Yeah, I love a Satsuma.
A Satsuma. I prefer a Satsuma to a Clementine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What about a Mandarin?
I've never had a Mandarin.
Hang on.
Is it a Mandarin?
Is it a Mandarin?
Oh, it is a Mandarin, because you can get Mandarins in sort of juice in a tin, can't you?
Yeah.
That's easy peel, if it's in a tin.
Well, easy. As long as you can find the tin opener. As long as some burglar hasn't come in and hid your tin opener.
But yeah, just like, why are they... It's all of this, like, the packets that you buy that say easy open. They are never easy open,
are they?
You go to peel your ham, because it's got an easy peeling point, apparently.
No, it's
not. You find that, and it just rips off.
Yeah.
Then you have to get the knife.
The other thing is with the easy peel cards is sometimes you damage the card by trying to, like, you've got to get your nail under it, and then you're like, I've bent that card now. I've bent it. I've bent it. It looks shit.
And also, I think sometimes you go to easy peel it, and because it doesn't easy peel off, because you think it's going to easy peel, because it says it's going to easy peel, you go to start ripping it off, and it actually takes part of the card off.
Well, do you know what I mean?
You go to start ripping it off.
Yeah, I do. And then, you damage the card, don't you? And you think, thanks a lot, Tesco.
Yeah.
With your easy fucking peel.
Easy peel. Easy, no.
Easy prick, more like.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're so annoying.
Yeah.
Just stop. Why do they have to even put a sticker on it?
Yeah.
Why can't they? A lot of cards now, right?
Yeah.
They print it on there. Don't they? I don't know why you're having to put stickers on everything. It's like, it's also like,
I've lost
it. Why do they put stickers on fruit? Like, why are they, like, so you get an apple and there's a sticker on it. So you've got to get the sticker off. And then sometimes the sticker's really sticky. So you get bits of stick on your apple that you then have to, like, try and rub off. Why are they putting stickers on? I don't need to have a sticker on that tells me it's a Braeburn or a Cox's. I can see in the supermarket it's a Braeburn or a Cox's. I just don't get stickers. Stickers, actually, they can go in shitting tits. Stickers. Stop sticking stickers on everything. Doesn't need a sticker.
Do you know what? I have actually lost it. I've been sat here with laughing with my hand over my mouth. I'm laughing. I've been doing a proper, like,
I like giggle. A little hand over mouth giggle.
Me too. Did especially you see if you make Mo it like... Gilligan? Did you see that he put on laughters on that reel?
That was so funny.
If you haven't seen it, go to Mo Gilligan's Instagram page. Instagram page. And look at his reel he did of all the different laughters.
It's very funny.
So funny.
Yeah.
He does one that's called The Ghost, and it's just him going, oh, yeah.
I am dead.
He called it The Ghost.
I am dead.
And then another one was The Insulter. And it's just him going, you fucking, like that.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, but that easy penis. You're right. You don't need, what's your favourite apple though? That's all I wanted to ask when you were talking about apples.
Braeburns.
No, Pink Lady.
No, can't stand a Pink Lady.
Absolutely
too
love. Love a Pink Lady. I don't
Braeburn
like a Cox's.
All the way.
I don't Cox's, like a Cox's. No.
Shove
they
that up your cock.
Get in the bit.
Yeah. Shove that up your Cox. But yeah, no, you don't. I just stickers.
Reeves renovation, the easy peel. At least when they put easy peel on it, fuck off.
Yeah. I actually think if it says easy peel,
it's a hard
peel.
It's
the actual opposite.
It's a hard peel.
It's a hard peel.
Yeah. It's a hard
peel.
Anyway, look, that's it. Now next week we've got Rossi D Woods on. We obviously can't wait. We'll be putting a bock up. Oh my God, what is wrong with me today?
We'll be putting a bock up.
We're putting a box up early doors this week.
Yes.
So that we
can get questions
in and everything.
Yeah.
So remember, if you've got any questions for Rossi, you can send us an email. Our email address is findingthefunnypodcast@gmail.com. You can find us both on Instagram. I'm at Ruth Gordon. Ange is at Ange Gordon.
And you can find the podcast on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Just search Finding the Funny Podcast.
But Ange and I will be back next week with Rossi, helping you to find more of the funny.